our final speaker, Sarah Rogers. Sarah's Professor of Health Informatics at the University of Liverpool, and she's coming to talk to us about digital opportunities within academia. Sarah.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for the invitation. I think it's really useful for me, having been in post just a couple of weeks, to actually introduce myself to all of you. So rather than presume to tell you what the health informatics strategy should be for the entire North, I think you've got a pretty good idea already. So what I'm going to do is tell you about some of the challenges that I've faced in the past decade working in Swansea University, and hopefully engage with you after my presentation. Okay, so that's me and my email address there. So firstly, we've mentioned policy already. In 2009, when I was fairly new at Swansea University, we learned that there was going to be a £138 million investment in 9,000 council homes to bring houses up to the Welsh Housing Quality Standard. So that's similar to the Decent Homes Standard in England. But they didn't have any evaluation planned. And we know that the research, the academic literature tells us that area level evaluations are don't show the results. And we think that's because there's too much noise with healthy people in there, so you can't actually see the impact it's having on the vulnerable ill people. So what we needed really to evaluate the scheme was information about the home and when the home was improved. And this was needed at baseline and all the way through the improvement period. And in 2011, what we found was we applied for some money and we were given £500,000 to evaluate this scheme from the National Institute of Health Public Health Research Programme. But the intervention had already started, so what we had to do was get all the data that were routinely collected. And we could do that because we have the routinely collected data in a data linkage system. And so what we had was monthly panels of home improvements and health outcomes. So we created a retrospective data-rich natural experiment. And this is the intervention data, as you can see, going from actually 2007 all the way up to 2015. And so what we found when we got the data from Carmarthenshire Council, their data recording was excellent, and they recorded every single improvement against a unique property reference number so we could actually link up the data afterwards. But what we found was everything started in 2007 when they did some pilot work. So if we'd gone in and surveyed people and interviewed them and what they thought their health admissions, hospital admissions had been like over the past year, and then done a normal experiment, this would have muddied the waters for us. So our primary outcomes that we linked all the housing data to were emergency hospital admissions for cardiovascular, respiratory and injuries, and other data as well, but I'm just going to show you the results now for the over 60s. So what we found was that there were up to 40, everything this side is good, so all the dots that are towards me are good, and the significant ones, the most significant one was the 40% reduction in hospital admissions for people having electrical systems installed in their house. So, and that included things like extractor fans in the kitchens and bathrooms. So this, we can kind of understand the mechanisms behind this, because this is one of the dampest, wettest places in the UK. So it's not really surprising that this is the result. And just to show you that this, we've written a lot of information on this study because it was a big 5-year study. So that's published in the Public Health Research Journal if you want more information. So how do we do this work? So in South Wales, Swansea, we hold the Secure Anonymised Information Linkage Data Bank. This was established in about 2006, and it's privacy protecting, so it enables individual and household level anonymised data from various different sectors all to be linked together. So we've got over 10 billion records now for about 5 million people in Wales. We've got about 300 users, and these are from all around the world. So we've got trusted researchers who access the data. They go into a secure gateway environment where they don't take any data out. They just access the data in a secure environment. And as I said, it's all anonymized. And the number of data sets that we hold are quite considerable. So we've got the HES equivalent of PEDU database for hospital admissions, primary care data sets, and the ones at the bottom in blue are the ones that I have actually put in there. As Paul mentioned earlier, I look at the lived environment. So I look at, as a geographer trained, I look at the environmental exposures or intervention data sets, such as the housing data sets. And so what we do is we have individual level data sets that come in, and if they're health data sets, they have the NHS number. But if they are non-health data sets, what we do is we just use the name and the date of birth of the person. We send it to our trusted third party, and they take off that identifiable bit and replace it with an anonymized linking field. So we've got ALFs and we've got RALFs as well, which are residential anonymized linking fields. And so the data is split and it goes two different ways to our Wales Health Informatics Service, and then it's recombined in the SAIL data bank when it's all anonymized. And so you can get pathways of data, such as this is a demonstration of a home fire safety check of a new proposal that we're working up at the moment, to see what difference it makes if people have preventative work in the National Health Service. As we say, we're keeping people healthy in their own environment. And so some of the possibilities now that we're looking at, how many of these do you think we can actually do at the moment? These are currently data linkage possibilities, and some of them have actually happened. So the first one on the list is the linkage of pollution data for school children sitting their GCSE exams. And we've done a study linking health, environment, and education data so that we can investigate the impact of pollution on short-term pollution for kids doing their GCSEs in their revision and examination periods. And we've shown that in a results paper we're writing up at the moment, that this actually has an impact. And this is our sort of health informatics methodology here, which is in the new International Journal of Population Data Science. And so all of these have either been done or are just beginning to be done at the moment. So the genomic and imaging data is a large component of the Health Data Research UK that's centred. There's several throughout the UK, and this one that I'm in part of is run from Swansea University with Queen's University in Northern Ireland. And they're actually looking at the genomic and imaging data. So the only one I'm not sure is happening is the patient recorded outcome measures. So there's a number of enabling factors that would help. I think one of the things that we've had in Wales, at least back in 2006 when we were setting up the data bank, is the trust and the access to government. So we've got 3 million people in Wales, and I've heard Ian Buchan, who some of you might know, talk about diameters of trust. And it's all about accessing the data, accessing the people who are in charge of the data, and building up the relationships with those people, and having therefore creating a sensible information governance structure. And as I said, I'm very grateful to be here today, because I think starting to talk to you all, it will be really helpful in working out what is possible in the North. And I think you've already got the Data Saves Lives logo, and you're all using that, which is really great. And I think if there's any people from local authorities here, or any other people who are actually generating data, well, and the health service, of course, is that we have to think about preparing data and readiness for linkage, to having consistent standards between the different regions, so that when we bring the data all together, we can create a minimum consistent standardized data set so that we can evaluate large geographic areas and people who move between those areas. And I think you've all got my Twitter, so I'd love to hear from you. Hopefully you've all given me your questions as we've gone along. If there's any others, then I've got my email address there as well. So please talk to me to help me understand the barriers and opportunities here in the north of England. And thank you very much.